the desert. Out of the real
world. This. The world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
We are under attack.
Doubt.
Disbelief.
Fear. You've been doubt. Living in a dream world.
Disbelief.
This is the world as it exists in today.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio 2012, and we're coming to you from Detroit, Michigan, and my name is Beverly.
And my name is Donnell.
Well, Donnell, this is Tell It Like It Is, Volume 6, and what's going on with your mare?
Okay, this is Volume 6, but this is 666. This is all the madness is all over the world, okay? Then this is the 21st century. We're going to talk about the 666. But our mayor, Alice Beverly, I think I predicted this, or I said it about a month ago, that he should sit there before all this stuff get too heated and offer to pay half or even all of it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going, all of it was brought up because of him. And if he did take that contents and lied to them and sent it, you know, and then had us get stuck with the bill. Well, that's kind of effed up, you know what I'm saying? Because now we got to worry about this other situation he got. So that just lets you know that Satan is working good and well, Beverly.
Yes, he is. Now, the mayor and the city council got into it this week. You know, they had two settlements. And the mayor only gave them one settlement. They didn't know nothing about the other settlement. So, I mean, and they did a Watergate. I call it a Kwame Gate, where they had all his attorneys to come in, and they questioned everybody. So they did that all last week. And that's how they unraveled a lot of stuff that was going on, all of this maneuvering that the attorneys were doing, the city attorneys were doing. So now they are sitting there looking, you know, like with ink on their face. You know, they ain't got, and what the council people were saying, you know, why would you put your law license on the line, you know, to do some things, you know, to try to get this mayor, you know, covered. It really is a cover-up. That's what it is, Donnell.
Yeah, well, that just lets you know how sleepy they think we're not paying attention. And they should have known, like I said, for being black at one, all eyes on you when you're in there. And I'm going, the media got them all over them and stuff and everything. But at this time in Detroit history and stuff, we really didn't need all this. And then, like I said, it's not about a color. It's about a solution and something positive. But the big show is 21st century 666, and he healthily in run it. Or is it a she, Beverly?
Yes, he is. And
I think, is it a she or is it a he?
Well, there's probably no gender.
Okay.
And another thing that probably made it to national news, one of our city council members, her name is, she's the wife of Conyers. And her name is Monica Conyers. And remember I told you that the president of the city council, he wants to be mayor. And I told you he couldn't even handle the women's on the city council. So she jumped all over him and called him Shrek, the cartoon character, and told him that.
I have to laugh on that one.
Right, and then today they had somebody dressed up as Shrepful, however you call them, down at the city hall today. So it's really got comical now. It's sad, but it's also comical at the same time, Donnell.
Yeah, but see, that's just it, though. Like I said, madness is it's out front. I mean, we ain't took time to step back and just breathe. Here we go in the 21st century, and hey, I got a solution towards the end of this for all this, Beverly. Even like the I can't even pronounce his name right.
Obama?
Yeah, Obama. There you go. He said something that a lot of people didn't agree with it. And I just said, I can say, I would say that they're blowing it out of proportion. But let's say they're not blowing it out of proportion.
What did he say?
Okay. He stood there and said that the people in small towns in Pennsylvania, when things get tight, they cling to their guns and their religion. And a lot of them, I can see, some of them getting defensive on that because, how would he know what a lot of them do? But I can still sit there and say, well, he meant this or that. But he got a good turn on him. He know how to explain himself. He did. See, the problem I have with it is, see, everybody should remember to relate what I'm about to say. See, that he did. Let's go to work. He did say that and he meant that. All right, then. But see,
I don't see nothing wrong with it. What is they making a big deal out of it?
Well, my point is, let's say there's something wrong with it. But at least if he thought he hurt somebody's feeling, he tried to rearrange it and change it. Worry about the ones that you be around or in the office that they know. Literally, he did. If somebody told him, and if it did take 2 or 3 days, he did come back and apologize. They still not apologizing about Katrina. All right, then? And the people still down there catching heaven and hell. All right, then? Heaven is, they still alive. Hell is, they still down there trying to put it together. Okay, then? So what I'm just saying is we quick to point the finger. We quick to, but he did try to correct it. And like I said, they're not giving him them ends of but like I said, hey, in this day and time, like I said, we're talking about 21st century 666, Satan is hell for the unwise, Beverly. And I said he's wise.
But my thing with the politicians, if you say something, if you put it out there, why are you going to apologize? You can't please. The job of your opponent, the Republicans and Hillary, as far as Obama is concerned, is to knock down and nitpick everything you say anyway. So if I say something, I wouldn't apologize for it. That's what I have a problem with. If you're going to say it, stand up to it. You have said it. And I don't feel like he said anything wrong because a lot of people do feel like that, Donnell.
Okay, I agree with you. But then remember, we're living in America, 21st century, Beverly, and freedom of speech is true in some cases. But at the same time, they didn't say that you may not pay for it one time or another. That's why they got all this surveying and technology to know how you thinking and stuff. People still up there playing God and trying to control people, and that's what's wrong with this whole situation. Like I said, Satan only alive. He wise. Know as well, Beverly.
Well, I just don't feel like he could be wiser than the ultimate power, whatever you want to call this ultimate power, God, Allah, Jehovah, whatever you want to call it. I just do not think that Satan is wise as that power is, Donnell. And again, Obama is just repeating what he's been out there on that trail. This is what people been telling him. They fed up. And so he just relaying what the people is telling him. I just don't think he should have had apologized myself, Donnell.
Well, I think since he's out there dealing with people and people got different ways and stuff, he should be flexible. So I think that's okay for him to go ahead and apologize. Now, if he meant it or not, see, it's a different story. But I think for what he's standing out there for and what he's trying to do, it's about the count. All right, then. And about the other thing about the most powerful, but see, the problem is that I'm going, Satan use our weakness. See what I'm saying? We have choice. And I'm going to say, ain't nobody speaking our behind. That's why we're running around here doing what we want to do and the way we want to do it. And Satan sitting up there grinning. We knocking our souls off before we even get a chance to know our souls, Beverly.
Well, you know, I might be stepping on somebody's toes on what I'm getting ready to say. But I think one of Satan himself or either one of his children came to America today, and that was the Pope. And, you know, this like, what's his name on HBO, Bill Myers, said that he was a Nazi. And I believe he was a Nazi. He was part of a Nazi organization. And when I looked at him the day when he came off of that plane, he didn't look godly to me. What I was seeing on him when I looked in his eyes and looked in his face, it didn't look like it was something that was really good there to me down there.
I think he even lost the vote of the Catholics out there, Beverly.
Hey, I used to be a Catholic. I'm not...
I know, we used to go to Catholic school.
Right.
I got kicked out.
Well, I didn't. I went all
there
the way through. So.
Yeah, you
and
did.
I kind of think I kind of can read them a little bit and know them a little bit because I was there with them for years. So I kind of know how they, I saw a lot of things that went on. But I just believe, I just didn't feel no godliness from that person that I saw, the Pope, that came off of the plane today. He just had he had a look about him that it wasn't a good look. This is my opinion. This is what I was picking up off him. Darnell?
Yeah, freedom of speech, Dad. Freedom of speech.
Yeah,
get
my
out,
opinion. That's right. And I'm not gonna be like Obama. I'm not apologizing. This is my opinion, so.
Okay, but like I said, this is 21st century.
Right.
66, and you see that it's working well in America, okay? There, a lot of people are saying that America is the cause of all this, but somebody had to be the big foot. Somebody had to take the blame. So, okay, let's say put it on America. Well, this is the first place everybody's going to see the madness in because it's the biggest. All right, then, but to remember this, we all on the same planet, and we all breathe the same air, and I don't know why. As in the banking industry, as in society, as in this doggone prejudice, folks, and within the world, that we don't get it. Whatever we do to one another, all right, there may be color, person, women, kids, man, old folks, and a lot of elderly folks is getting dogged out here, and they're not even talking about that, dying, and they're just pushing them aside because they're old and stuff like that. We're going to do that on one other show, definitely, but what I'm saying is, there's so 666 Satan madness out here. Everybody's running where the death is and looking at it. Everybody's looking at the madness, not doing nothing about it. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not over there. It's coming to you. All right, then I don't know what the heaven and y'all not thinking. I know y'all thinking with hearing what I'm about to say. And back in your brains, you know this is not right. And don't you know Mother Earth know it ain't right either? She's letting us free to do what we want to do. And then when she get tired, oxygen. Now, I want to know how whoever made it all about Lord or Allah know everything at all. Let's use common sense. Where is something that we always at? That no matter where we go, underground, in ground, in the water, whatever like that, we got to have it. And that's air. So don't you ever thought that, like I said, oxygen is intelligent, and it's intelligent enough, and Mother Earth know everything we're doing, thinking they're hoping that we can do better than what we're doing. But when they get tired, if my kid was out there killing and raping and doing this, I will wipe him out or her. So I'm going, I got them thoughts wrong. So and if I'm wrong, if I'm all powerful, then y'all here. But if I'm seeing y'all killing each other, killing that, I wouldn't want nobody come down here and pull a shotgun at me because I'm a damn human. Well, that's what we do to the ducks, the deers, but we don't want to think about that. But like I said, we so punky that flip the script, and we get a chance, we might try to forget about it, but we'll try to do something about it. But the second time, and we lose something, we'll come back and we'll be all against it, all right, because of our life. And that's a punky move. We don't respect everything else planted on life, okay? And that's why this madness is nothing checking us but us. And that's why it's so phenomenal crazy, Beverly.
So you're saying that the atmosphere, the air we breathe, has intelligence.
Definitely.
So if we got this evil spirit that's moving around here, it's in the air. It's we breathe.
No. Freedom of speech. Freedom of purpose. We were born free. We have the ability to think, to make decisions. Even when we don't, we got laws. It's development. We have people bigger and stronger. We have people with more power. Every time you do something funky, something, you don't force anything on no one else. All right? Because if you leave them alone, error, life will teach them, or they end up dead. You see what I'm saying? Everybody ain't the same. So that's why check and balance. You can't go around treating everybody bad. Somebody don't like it. Somebody's sensitive. Somebody's not thinking. Somebody's crazy. So that's why you try to teach people how to be humble and respect one another. Then you can live longer and see more, and then you can get wiser. We're not doing that. I had a guy tell me the other day how he was younger, and he ain't never 39, how he used to get mad and just kick people's door in. I said, whoa, couldn't have been in my neighborhood. But my point is, his grandmama hit him inside his head. Then he started thinking. And I'm going, my point is that I'm going, nobody putting no time, no thoughts into one another. So, or they are ignorant. They still look what we're doing. Look at the government. We up here study blaming the government. And if we all get together and just speak and stop paying the government, we pay the government. What are they going to do, shoot us? They got y'all so afraid that they're going to lock you up if you don't take your stuff away from them. That's bully tactic. If all of us got together and said we ain't going to pay them, y'all always said we won't have no job. We won't have this madness. It's a way. If we get together, I got something to tell you in a moment. I'll let Beverly talk, but that we can solve all this, Beverly.
What you got to tell us?
What you got to tell us? Okay, then. I was sitting down with my Greek buddy, and we were talking about the bomber and Hillary and stuff. And, you know, we arguing the black and white thing, even though he's Greek, you know what I'm saying? I'm Detroit. All right, then. You know, we arguing. So my Filipino buddy sitting up there, and we're like, what you think about it? He said, I don't think about either one of y'all. I don't get nothing out of it. And then we looked at him, oh, man, F you. And then the Japanese buddy looked and said, well, why don't y'all stop all that and let's get back where we at? And then I was like, we start having fun, talking again. And that's the solution. It's that simple. We just have to stop all this. We can make free energy. Transportation, pay people a nice wage to run, you know, waiting on people and stuff like that, making sure the stuff, the water company should be making billions of dollars off us. That's nature. So everybody should be able to guess, we should be able to take care of nature and just have a good paycheck coming out of that. All right, and not no company owning it, it's like that. We should be able to have jobs to go here and work nature. All right, then
well,
if you live in a, go ahead, Beverly.
Well, just like the water, just like they had the person that was in charge of our water system talking to the city council this week, and one of the persons on the city council told him the same thing. It's like it ain't no way that we should be paying for something that's from God, that this is natural. We're supposed to have water. And so he came back and told her that, yeah, but we got to pay for processing it. They got to clean it. They got to. He went to naming all the different things, and he's saying that's what we paying for. So we paying for sewer water that they put chemical bleach in it, and we drinking sewer water. Well, we should be drinking fresh water anyway.
They BS. I even got a solution for that, Beverly. They can make a filter mountain. A filter mountain is a pressure area where the water come in and got to go up this hill. While it's going up there, the larger stuff ain't going to be able to go up there, but the water's forced up there like a mountain. When it's coming down, it's a filter mountain. Everything else in it can't fall through it but the water. All right, then, but it's coming down. It'll catch most of the water before it even hit the bottom. If not, it get recycled, but it's a filter mountain. Once they build something like that, all right, and then they don't need to catch the water. I mean, they don't need to use the water from the ground. They can use that to operate the grass, make the earth more beautiful and stuff like that. We can catch all our water from the sky. People who don't rain much as we do, then we take trucks and send them up to the energy. We can make these trucks and cars run off the sun, come up with a way. See, people should be able to have, everybody in the world should be able to have jobs like the ants do, work together. And I'm going, energy should be free. And the maintenance, All right, then. We make it worth easy. They don't have no house tax. They don't have to pay this and that. And the government, please, we need structure.
Didn't you say 666 is the spirit, that spirit is around, is what's here? So what you're saying is like living in a place that we're not dealing with this end time.
Well, you remember I told you time. I was going to wait till you finish talking, then I was going to tell them this, and then you said go ahead and tell them anyway. And that's what I was telling them as in the 21st century, see what I'm saying, this is the 666. All right, then by the time we straighten up and get to that, that's a solution. All right, then, and I'm going, like I said, we could be filter mountains that literally almost function on its own. Water pressure keeps it clean, but we don't need to drink the water from the ground. We can catch the water in our own community, in our own houses and stuff, in places that don't have as much as ours. We can sip it out through a pipeline. All right, then we can use energy force and stuff, and then we can recycle the planet. And instead of digging all these holes for creating crazy stuff, we can go ahead and create stuff for the positive stuff. But as you said, 666, we got to get our mind together to get there, to start doing that, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they even got the atmosphere full of chemicals with them chemtrails that they spraying all out the planes into the atmosphere. So the water come down, the water contaminated before it even get down here because of the chemicals they spraying up in the air. So they messing up Earth, they messing up the atmosphere. They just, I mean, it's just, it's all over. And even the machines, I had read this. They got these robotic machines over in Iraq, these robotic machine guns. Even the machine guns is turning on them. The machine guns won't work. They turning and they killing. I mean, they didn't say they killing. They wouldn't tell that anyway. But they shooting friendly, the friendlies, as they call them. So even the machines is picking up the evil spirit.
Yeah, I understand, though. Yeah, but see, you heard what you said, though. You were saying how that they got control of society and stuff. You said it's evil spirit. Bottom line is, we got control. It was something I was trying to say. I just forgot when you was talking, though, but it was a solution for the situation.
Yeah,
but the water, like the water thing, and also this, all this other madness and stuff, and like the negativity out here, until we sit down together and figure this out, we, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be chaos because we're so busy trying to control one another. And I'm going to kind of say, we see there's a solution, but all of us is worrying about ours. And I'm going, remember the saying they always say, location, location, location? But since we have a problem with that, right, since we have a problem with that, then make the whole world a location. Y'all don't have to be out there making islands out there in the middle of the ocean that you know going to be wiped out within 10 years. Use the desert. Make the desert grow and make life on that and stuff and everything, okay? Then y'all don't have to sit out there and play God. And I got it, Debbie. I know what I was going to tell you. See, they doing all this wrong, but I'm going to tell you something that nobody never thought about. I told you they got 27 sensory technology, but they got good damn sense. They know nature better than us. They know they've been steady, slowly trying to reprogress us like cattle because we give them the money. They just stand there and talk. They done built, they done stole billions. Think about it. Everybody in America give a dollar. Everybody in the world getting murdered and slaughtered, and they like third world. Why is that? And this is, we got 100 years of technology. Everybody's better live good. What happened? The ones who had the power took off. While we were sitting there busy trying to go to school and enjoy it, these fools already had their old dime. They looked at us and like, oh, look what they do. Look what they give us. Oh, look at this. We built a spaceship. The lion told them we on the first one on the moon. Look, we could. They by the 60s, they, like I said, they was out their mind. And they out there now. Because now they can go ahead and make virtual virus. They could go ahead and hold on, watch this, Beverly. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. Now, you know, we ain't made no bombs or anything, but tell me, have you ever heard this in your lifetime? They got a bomb that they could drop that won't mess with none of the doggone trees, none of the doggone houses or anything, but it'll take the oxygen out of the damn air.
And kill the humans.
And kill every damn thing that breathes air.
Right.
Okay, now hold on. Hold on. Let's go barbaric. Let's go World War II. Now, if they really want, pardon me?
You say World War III?
No, World War II. I know exactly what I was saying. World War II. All right, then. I said, let's go back to World War II.
Oh,
all right,
I'm going back. Okay.
Right, right. Okay, I'm sorry. So here we go. Let's go back to World War II. All right, then. They say we just get the technology from World War II in this day and time. We can still go over there and tell everybody, say, you got 7 days to walk past us. Because after 7 days, every woman, kid, or anything left in this area, it will be nuked. All right, and let's go to the end of that damn war. I know they got them saying, oh, we can't do that because of them bombs. I didn't say drop a damn bomb for oil. I said drop them chemicals or whatever the hell they need to do if they want to stop that damn war. Because, I mean, 95,000 people over there dead compared to 5,000 of us. They hate us. Killing people like that. Then I'm going, if they dropped them, told everybody to walk the hell out of there, even the war would have to start in line. The place wouldn't get tore up. Whoever wouldn't come in and leave them in there. And then I'm going, they could have wanted to just nuke the place. And if they want to nuke the place, they could chemical the place. But I bet you what, that war wouldn't have lasted no more than damn, what, 6 months? If I'm wrong, correct me. From the air, not lose one person.
But their whole thing is they want to get rid of so many bodies on the planet anyway. That's part of their
plan. That's when people see this now. People seeing this. People like, what the? They getting along. They friends. They neighbors. It ain't like back in the old days we didn't know. You know, you look flat, drive past and go, ooh, they go a black person. Or we used to sit there because we were Detroit. Ooh, they go a white person because we knew they wasn't inside Detroit no more. All right, then? But I'm going, it ain't that no more. Everybody know. What a Iraqi, a black, a Filipino, a Chinese, a Mok, you know what I'm saying? A white. Everybody know what they are now. Everybody live next door, go to school. And I'm going, everybody can't pretend no more that this thing, who's running this? Why is this going down? Because this is the way they control them. We don't let them do this. If we ever just got together, we could set the government down overnight. The government
That's why they use mind control. That's why they're using chemicals. That's why they're using the cell phone towers. All of that is to shut us down. So they know what they're doing. They just, if a lot of us wasn't walking around here halfway zombie, we could rise up. But what they do is, they shut us down by using all of these, you know, with the energy field. And look at this. They got a school in Virginia that the principal said that the kids can't even play tag anymore. Now, you know, we grew up playing tag. He said that that's too aggressive. See, this is this control. And like I said once before, if you look at how Hitler came into power, how the Nazis, because when you look at that, you're like, how could they get those people to just walk into them gas chambers? We doing the same thing. They taking away our rights a little bit. Now, here the kids in school can't even play tag. They can't play touch football. And wasn't that Virginia when I talked about last month that they sprayed this chemicals and didn't tell nobody about it? It was Virginia. So what was the purpose of spraying the chemicals? And now they're coming up making these laws that the kids can't even play. You don't know what kind of chemical that was they were spraying down there.
Well, like I said, Mother Nature have it. Like I said, they're not slow. They know nature. All right, then, but and they do know they don't predict it, but they figure in their lifetime, ain't nothing gonna happen. But I'm gonna say this. As I said, the spooky stuff right now, way out there in space. It's a sound, it's a thing, sound like a bridge. And it's coming.
It sound like a what?
It's a bridge.
It sound like a brick?
No, not a brick. Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Bridge is like a bridge. It's making like a bridge sound. So that's why I named it bridge. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, it's up in space, way out. And they know it. Scientists know it. They hear it. They feel this thump out there. And stuff, and everything. I can hear good. My head must be goofy. But anyway, I'm going, they know us out there. While we sitting over here BSing, we should be learning the planet, learning the magic from the planet, and learning how to protect Mother Earth. Because I'm going, she brought us here. I mean, if nothing else, Let's just do what we know. And I'm going to everything go to the earth. All right, then everything grow out of the earth to keep us alive. I'm sorry, but the religion is the most dangerous thing I know because people get mad. I'm not dogging nobody religion, but I'm like, why can't you just sit around and get along? The planet is a beautiful thing. We don't want to make it ugly, killing everything. Something come out of space and do us like that, we ready to fight. All right, then no matter what we're trying, we shoot them and we kill them because our own game, we don't have to eat the livestock. The planet get bigger. The more weight on it, the bigger the planet supposed to get. All right, then. I'm going, maybe we can keep the orbit, but think about it. If I'm right, yeah, imagine. If the planet don't get a certain size, the galaxy start getting thicker, and then I'm going, they go our oxygen and our planet died because I'm going, we're not keeping with the nature of planet. We sitting over there acting a fool, talking about we Superman. We sitting up there making an image of ourselves, whatever powers and stuff. We want the bird power to fly. We want to run through mountains like
What I think is that, you know, the people that's in charge, they playing God and they doing the Nazi, they doing the Nazi mentality. Just like now over here in London, the police over there got to wear microchips because they want to be able to know where the police is at all times. They saying this is for their benefit, but this is control again. So the people that knows what's going on, what are we going to do? What strategy are we going to have to use to get off and up under this? Because we're slowly being captured. That's all this is. When they start taking your rights away and shutting you down, it's like they capturing us. They putting us literally in concentration camps, basically, because now they monitoring. Now here the police, they putting chips in them. And I mean, all of us is being monitored. So what do we do? What strategy do we use for the people that still woke to get off and up under this? Donnell.
Yeah, well, the young lady we had on the show, I believe her name was Jennifer, like she said, you need to stay conscious and focus on when you want on in life. See, a lot of these young people and older folks, like I said, we made the younger folks, we didn't never focus on what we want. We were just so busy living and hearing and reading, being programmed. We came in here being programmed, Beverly. So because of that, I'm going, we waking up and our kids is already more programmed than us. You see what I'm saying? Because we came into a struggle, and what we thought was freedom was a way of putting us to sleep while they took over the world. And I'm going, now it ain't working on everybody. So I'm going, the thing is, there's so many people that once a certain amount of people wake up, it's going to be like a domino effect. The world will wake up. But right now, it's like, think about it, Beverly. Right now, if I tell you, look out the door, they're going to Mercedes for you. Look, hey, Beverly, look, they go a big house. You don't have to worry about it. Nephew got it paid for and stuff, blah, blah, this and that. And I'm going, I got you sitting in a place that you just got to get up and do this and do this, do this. And then you got all this and you got this and that. Then you go to movies and you do that. Why would you change your world? You know what I'm saying? And I study nickel and dime. By the time you realize what I done to you, voila, you locked in, Debbie.
So that's what you're saying. But to me, you know, why are they really locking us in now? Because it's getting worse than it was before. You know, why is all of this surveillance? Why is it all this control? Why do we have to have the mark of the beast, the 666, as we say? That's what that microchip and all of that, the Social Security number. I mean, in other words, what they're saying is we have no freedom. And it started back in 1933 when they changed these rules and laws. And that was back during the time when Hitler, wasn't he doing his thing back around that time too? Darnell?
Well, I don't know about Hitler, but I'll help you out on this one. As you were saying, how man is so messed up, but doubly the problem is that it's man. See, the thing is that, how can I put it, even though what I'm about to say you ain't going to like, is even though these people we talking about, they put more structure to man life than any time in history because of their rules and laws, and we were willing to go. We wanted order because right now without order and structure or something, we would have pure chaos because it would go strictly on the strong and the biggest. So what they did is they immunized that. They stepped off and said, I can wipe all you motherfuckers one time. So they pumped us, controlled us, and took their time and picked the side, divided us, and within time, look at us. America's over here, but America at the time was, you know, everybody was fleeing and some was already here and a lie began. But this is the damn mess. This is the melting pot now. So this is where it's at. We, the craziest, the worst ones, got the worst situations now. We got the bomb. We got the thing to destroy the whole damn planet, and we know it. Who don't be nice to us, we're going to tap that behind. All right? Don't look at us wrong now. This is what we want you to do. We want you to take that bomb, shoot it out in the water, so we can go ahead and say you can get this and that, but we want to sell cars over here. They control it. And then I'm going, I can't blame them. They structure kept the world from going in pure chaos. Man is just going to kill them.
I don't believe in that because there was a time when we were back in Egypt and in Africa, it was total order over there.
No, I'm talking about over here. I'm talking about over here in America. Ain't talking about
nowhere else. No, it was order over here before they came over here. The Moors that was living here before that they came over here on their ships, they was order. They was living. They was having a good time. They was living with nature. They came over here and stole the land and brought these diseases and did and just took over and caused chaos. But everybody was living peaceful before they came. So when they came over from England, they came here being destructive, and it's been that way ever since they've been here.
True. But at the same time, I'm going, we in this fix now. Can't point fingers or stuff and everything. We in this thing.
How we get out of it.
Easy. All we got to do, you said it already. The solution. You said the solution. Go back to nature. All right, then? Exactly what they need to do. Go back to nature. That's all.
Now, some people that have been raised in the city all their life, they like, okay, you saying go back to nature, but what do you mean by going back to nature?
Like you said, everything like now and stuff, everybody now got to go ahead and take nature and just get back into nature. Everybody got to just get back. We got to stop charging for energy. We got to come for better beings. Cause we have the transportation, water, and living should just be a way of life. Everybody on the planet should have somewhere to go to work just to keep that going. All right, the energy should be free, water should be free, housing and stuff. Then we got people who don't appreciate it. That's where the instruction come in. You have to be educated, a certain level, something wrong with you, then we put you in a certain light building until your butt ever come to society. And I mean educate you. We make you read, write, this and that, respect society, not force you. Go see your family and stuff. Do something wrong. Okay, you got a problem, all right, then put them in somebody worse. All right, then they'll see. You ain't going to make it here because we're going to make sure, because we know if we let you grow, you're going to be just as bad as us. So when they see they got a chance to get somewhere and they may not make it, then they'll see success. Sometimes it might be drastic, but you don't have to control. You can teach, and that's what we're not doing no more. We want to be worshipped, and we want to control. And a lot of us want to be controlled because, like I said, they were born in that doggone that mind. You know what I'm saying? Control me because I don't want to say nothing wrong. Or don't say that. Or, you know, no, you don't know who that is. See, that's
well,
that,
I,
that
I'm not talking. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people who don't want to be controlled. Because the ones who want to be, you can't do nothing with them anyway. Because their mind is stuck. But the ones who don't want to be controlled, you know, what kind of strategy can you use? Because when you go to their schools, they don't teach you to be creative. They mold your mind in a certain way for you to get a job. You know, they don't really teach you. They set up there and them, especially if you're going into history, like we talked about this with that other guy that called in. Our children need to get into technology, into science, into math. Now that's what they need to get into. They need to start that at kindergarten. Danielle, so you know what? That's what I'm saying. What do you do?
Well,
because I see what's happening. Go ahead.
Well, they did. All right. Then, like you said, back in Egypt and everything, they had it organized. But like I said, you get that one bad seed and that power and a gust of wind, and voila, take off through the land. Same with here. Okay, then people with intelligence know to stop, get the kids out of school, something ain't right, but society got people trained. Well, I hope the school is good, school, you know what I'm saying, nice area and stuff and everything. Boom, I got to get to work because I got to pay this bill, I got to pay this car, I got to make sure this baby keep clothes on him and stuff, because other than that, he'd be out here with his pants down doing some of everything. So people get so much on them, all right, then, because everybody now is spoiled. I mean, back in the day, think about it now. A friend of mine showed me his car today, and he got a big TV, a screen TV in his damn car. And I'm like, all this distraction, back in the doggone, I'm back from the 50s. So back in the 50s and the 60s, shoot, come on. We didn't know about that. We were just glad to be driving. You know what I'm saying? The 70s, we were glad. Gas was up.
But we in a new century now. We in a new century.
Right. And I'm going, but we know how it was. And I'm going, they don't have a clue, so they're coming in here programmed. But they are so active that they're going to be more wilder than us. They'll wake up because they're going to see what we done to them. And they will, you know, like I said, 50 years, the young people have been done taking charge because they'll see our net. It's like I said, you got to learn to see, you know, you cannot fault who your parents are. All right? You can't pick your parents, but you definitely can tell yourself the truth and pick your future. And until you realize where you came from and who they was, I mean, if mama ain't right, mama ain't right. Daddy ain't right. All right? And if you sitting up there treating mama like she right and treating daddy like she right, do you know that nuts think they right? And you just as crazy because your kid's going to be like, okay, it's okay.
But then that's what we're doing with this government system that we have. You know, we know that it's not right, and we're just sitting around and we're saying it's okay. Because we're not standing up to the system that's not right. And like I said earlier, I might be stepping on people's toes, but I just, that Pope that came over here, that feeling I was getting, that was, you know, I wasn't, you know, because look at them. Here it is. They got all the children. Hello?
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 Hi, who is this?
Hi, it's Stephanie. How's it going?
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I love you people. I remember we had a good conversation one day.
Right.
You were a little bit perturbed with me, but your hubby there was feeling it.
Hubby,
so how's
were
it
you
going?
Feeling it? That's my hubby. Hello, Donnell.
Is that your hubby?
No, that's the nephew, honey.
Oh, nephew.
That's my nephew.
Oh.
How you doing, Stephanie?
Nephew.
Mm-hmm.
You guys look like a good couple.
No.
You should put that underneath the thing there, you know, because it's like it's misleading. I do apologize, but you probably mentioned that on the phone, on, you know, online.
Yeah, he always called me aunt.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, that's another thing. I should be listening to your show more often.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
No, don't apologize.
Thanks.
We got another call at 9:10. Let me see what 9. We could bring this person in too. Let's see what's going. If I can get them on. Wait, hold on, Stephanie. Hello. 9:10.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Outstanding.
That's
Is
great.
This MJ?
Say it again.
Is this
MJ.
Who is this? MJ?
This is MJ 2D.
How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Outstanding.
Okay. You got something to weigh in on the conversation?
Yeah, what's the word standing?
Yes, I do want to weigh in on the conversation. Well,
okay.
the outstanding is that I have life, so I'm doing great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
For that.
The other thing is that in truth, we have to do what we have to do for ourselves in order to conquer this whole situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We would
not.
I'm in some Marino, dude.
We will never defeat the system. What we have to defeat is the system within ourselves.
Okay.
We have to get rid of
We have to get rid of the negative that's within us. That way, the system will completely fall itself.
Yay! So, that's it! Yay! If, clap your hands, everybody!
Wait, Stephanie.
If people start worrying about what the system is doing and begin to focus on what they should be doing,
mm-hmm.
we can win. We can win in a blinking of an eye.
Right.
But
on.
As long as we concentrate on the madness, then the madness is going to be before us.
Right.
So
value to it.
I say humbly to all the listeners, mm-hmm. please stop focusing on what's going on and focusing on what you need to do to become a better individual so that the things that you see going on will no longer go on.
So what do you do, MJ, when negativity come at you? What do you do with that? How do you act to it or respond to it, or what do you do?
Stay positive. Because negative is going to shoot at you from every angle. However, it's how you handle the situation that will determine, you know, the outcome of the situation. Most people handle negative with negative. You have to become a better judge of what it takes to make what seems to be negative. You have to turn that into something positive. And most people don't have that understanding and truth in how to do that. It requires a lot of painstaking researching and constantly absorbing knowledge so that you can better understand who you are as an individual. Most people don't take the time out to really study who they are, so therefore they continually move in a motion that is really not themselves, so they constantly have the same thought pattern over and over again from the time they wake up until the time they go to bed. See?
Now, if you have a negative situation or a negative person and you're trying to change that, you know it's going to resist you.
No, ma'am. Don't try to change the negative. You change yourself into that which is positive.
Respond to it, okay.
Don't give any power to that negative. And that's where most people truly go wrong, because we think we can change other people. Truly, that is not our mission, and that's not our job, to change anyone. Our job, truly, is to change ourselves. And you will see that when you change yourself and change your thought and begin to manifest those things that's within you, then you really do change your universe. You change the things that are around you, because guess what? The law of attraction will bring into your life those things and those situations that you are continually putting your thought process. So
I beg to differ on all that situation you just said, because here's where I'm at. I beg to differ because I'm going, you got people like, you said you can't make nobody. Yes, you can. You can snatch a person up, and you can put the fear of God in them. You can take a person and look at them, and you can break them down every day, and you can make them shoot their mama, okay? And so there's people out here know their powers, is what they choose to do with it. So you got to pay attention to around you. Like in certain neighborhoods in Detroit, you can't walk down the street or you in trouble, okay? And so you can't sit there with that positive.
Hey, Donald.
You can't.
Donald, I understand what you're saying.
You cannot walk certain areas that you know that you don't supposed to be walking, because you want to sit there and do that positive point of view, and I'm going, you know it's negative. So that's what we were talking about, 666, 21st century madness. If you know it's out there, then don't pretend like you don't know. Don't sit there and believe, oh, I'm going to skip through this and it's going to be just fine, because like I said, there's people out there that snatch you apart and won't even think a second thought about it, okay then? So I'm going, you can't feed them that. You got to feed them knowledge so you pay attention.
So,
the enemy and the ones around you got control of you. So you can learn
right. So,
because if you got your head down, you may not be able to raise it back up. But go ahead.
So, in other words, In other words, we should give power to the negative.
Pardon me?
Is that what you're telling me, that we should give power to the negative?
No, I should pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Feel them.
Say that again?
Learning them. I said pay attention to them. If they're stronger than you, then what the hell you look like running up on them? And I'm going, and you know they will kill you. You hear what I'm saying? It's like freedom of speech. Like
first of all,
like
Donald,
of, like,
I said, here's what I said. I said each individual has to come into their true knowledge. They have to come into what will make them the person that they need to become. Not just that you're gonna go out here and all of a sudden change the world. What I'm sharing with you is that in order for us to really come out of the condition that we're in, someone has placed us in this condition based on not the actions that have taken place, but the thought process that makes all this take place. It's in your thought. It's in your thinking.
No. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm going free to the will. All right, then, if you get on the floor and do push-ups before you look at the idiot box, if you read and learn how to be humble while you're breathing, then I'm going, you got to remember, if you in uncharted territory, sometimes, as they say, if in Rome, you got to do in Rome to survive.
I'm asking you a question. Are you talking about me or other people? Because if you're talking about me reading, I done read over thousands of books, sir. So, I mean, it's not about me.
I'm not reading a book. We're talking about survival, 666. Remember, the show is about Satan, okay, then? I'm going, we're not talking about you. We're talking about how survival and 666. It ain't personal. It's politics. And you got to survive, okay? Then you can't sit there with your head down. I understand every word you said. I sat there purposely 13 minutes and listened to you, okay? Then I said, I beg to separate. Then I pointed out to you my point of view. Did you hear me?
Okay, well, I mean, that's all well and fine. But here's what I have to say concerning that. I know what works for me. And I know that personally, in order me to be a better human being, I'm be honest with you. It's no use of you thinking that you're going to change the world with all this negativity running around in it. You know, the only way you're going to change your situation is you have to change you. If you think you're going to run around here and make people do what they want to do, that's just like slavery, sir. You're not going to do that. Those days are dead and gone.
They're doing it in America. Look at the gas prices. In order to change the situation,
you have to change your mindset. If you want the same mindset of the past, then you're going to get the same. You have to change the mindset first. When you change your mindset, then you change your reality and you'll change the reality.
Hello? Hello? Well, I don't know if I'm back in or not. I got disconnected. So I really don't know if I'm on. And we have only 3 minutes left here.
Beverly?
Hello?
Can you hear?
Yeah.
They finally did. You let me back in or they let me back in?
No, that was me. My phone cut off, so I disconnected.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, you cut everybody off.
Yeah, I guess so, because the phone disconnected. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you call back in.
I've been calling in. They shut up. Oh, was that your end, Beverly?
No, I think this was my end, my phone.
Beverly end. Beverly said it was her phone, because I called you too. I said, girl, but we still online, ain't we? We still on the air.
Yeah, we on now. Okay, they wrote in the chat room and say
that. I apologize, but we had some technical difficulty. I've been trying to get back on. I thought it was personal. I thought it was the studio.
No, forgive me.
Come to find out it was my aunt. And then I said, oh, gosh, she cut me off. But the thing was, the show is 666. And I comprehend what he was saying, and I just had to voice my opinion, that's all.
Yeah, well, MJ2Deep, he's in the chat room, and we appreciate you, MJ, for calling in. We're down to our last 2 minutes, Danielle.
Yeah,
so,
tell him we apologize that we got disconnected with some typical difficulty, but be sure to call in next time. We can finish our conversation.
Yeah, we can finish it. We'll be back on Thursday at 7 p.m. We'll be on, and we can finish the conversation.
And for my host, I mean for the people out there in Blog Talk Radio, Beverly and Donnell, tell it like it is. I was just showing how that, you know, not to take the 666 work, but I'm going, if it's out there fully strong and well, you got to be aware of it. You can't be sitting up there like he was saying, as, you know, I won't. Then it's because he's not here. I appreciate if he was here, but it's like you can't be sitting up there.
He's here in the chat room.
Okay. My thing is that you can't be sitting up there skipping with your eyes closed and your tongue talking about, you know, boom, he's right. Be positive. Be strong. But be truthful with yourself. Don't be sending your wife out to the doggone bank thing while you're sitting in the car. Get your butt out and walk out there and watch her back. We living in this day and time. Don't always argue and think you're right. Sometimes give in and give a hug, okay, then? But this time we need one another, and we don't need to sit there and put each other down. And I'm going, today's show was 21st Century 666, Beverly.
Well, we're down to 42 seconds, so we'll have to continue this conversation Thursday at 7 p.m. by now.
Until next time, everyone take time to have a peaceful and beautiful day. And thank you once again.
Good night.
Good night.
Welcome. The desert of the real.
This is the world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Blog Talk Radio.